Hello and welcome to Space Nerd 141. I believe that's what it is. I didn't even bother to check or anything. We're actually changing the name of the show from the Space Nerd podcast to the High Noon podcast.
High Noon. It's High Noon.
We've been playing way too much Overwatch. And the thing is, it's Drea doesn't play it, but she already knows
it's so meme.
I know all the memes.
It's so meme worthy. And, like, you know, it's funny. Like,
it's like she's playing already.
I actually love how freaking Battleborn is just like stomped out of, like, fuck Battleborn. No one gives a shit.
And you know, like, when it comes to like brand new video games, I know you were looking forward to the new Mirror's Edge.
It's got mixed reviews, so I'm gonna wait. I was a big fan of Mirror's Edge, and I played through it like three times in a row. Like, I did a no kill. And I did a kill run, and then the third run I was like, I just want to fuck around.
So, you know, I tried playing it, but I have ADD, and I just dropped it. Really? The only game that I've beat like that over and over in the modern era, because I mean, when it came to 18-bit and 16-bit, you had to beat games over and over, mm-hmm. Because they were shorter. But the only game I did that for was Nier.
Well, yeah, you had to. That's the game.
But even like. So that one came out today, and also the Paragon, which is the MOBA from Epic Games,
which I'd never even heard of. And then I looked.
Nobody.
Then I looked at it. And I'm like, it looks like Gray Battleborn.
Yeah, and it was funny because Fry's had both of those for like $47, yeah. Which kind of hurts.
I mean, they do good like sales on games. Like a long time ago, I got like it just freaking Alan Wake and fucking Dark Souls came out, and I bought it for like $40 each.
Or like me, that I necessarily brought three Snowball Ice mics because they were $10.
Oh, what are they normally?
$70.
Oh damn! Sweet.
I'd highly recommend subscribing to the Fry's like promo codes or whatever. I check them every morning, and you know, this section sponsored by Fry's.
This section sponsored by Fry's. Get data gift today.
We didn't do intros, but whatever. Jesus, Ryan, and Drea, I think. I don't know where Sean. Sean's probably practicing his
line.
His thespian skills.
I'm going to practice my lesbian skills. Go go eat. Go munch on this carpet. Anyway. He's going to be in the Romeo and Juliet. If he's here right now and like talking to us, I think he'll say we're making it a bigger deal than he seems, because we're like, he's going to be on the show. He's like, dude, I have like three lines.
It doesn't matter.
I know
matter.
Exactly. I'm like, Sean.
I mean, we already said he told us the theater he's going to perform at is BYOB. Mm-hmm. So Ryan and I are just going to show up at the premiere and get really drunk and yell at him.
Yeah, we're just going to be like, "What's up? It's Sean!" Then we're going to yell stuff like a kingdom for my horse. And you're like, that's the wrong Shakespeare play, asshole.
and then Rex, because he lives in Sequin, Texas, he has no internet right now.
Yeah. It's probably still flooded, the water.
My buddy Corey, he said that people were having mandatory evacuation in Lake Jackson.
What? In Lake Jackson?
Yeah. And I'm from Santa Fe. Lake Jackson's like 20 minutes away. I think the Brazoria River is like super flooded or whatever.
Oh yeah, so I was out the other night, and there was like this like family who was like I guess he's like showing around his family from the other country. He was like, oh yeah, I live near the Brazoria River. You should check it out. It's like, you know, the Sugar Land. So I'm really close to the Brazoria River. It's gonna overflow. I'm like, dude, what are you doing out here in fucking Bel Air? And then talking about, oh, I'm near a river. Your flood's gonna. Your house is not gonna be there. And then your family from wherever is gonna be like, well, no more house.
Well, maybe he was saying it because since it's flooding, it's closer to him. Like, he's normally not near a river.
Well, he was talking about how like they built levees and it should be fine. And I'm like, eh. All right. You do you, boy. You do you.
You know, with the floods, I saw a bunch of pictures like related to animals and stuff.
Oh,
man, some people are well, no, a lot of them they can survive. They, you know, squirrels get on trees.
I just saw a like not this recent flood, but a flood like yeah last year is when they were like horses in trouble, and I'm like, oh, I felt so bad.
Well, that's been happening right now too, but they've had like emergency services, like wranglers and cowboys and all that. It's really cool. Saying like they had this herd of like 50 something cows that they ended up being displaced. Like they ran all over the road and stuff because they're trying to get away from the floods. They had cowboys come out. Oh, okay. And
I was like, did they get wrestled? Like good old fashioned cow wrestlers?
That's what it was.
Let's go, boys. It's high noon.
No, but some people are assholes. They left, like, this one family left their dog chained in the front yard.
Oh, that's fucked up, dude.
And if it wasn't for, like, the emergency services that came up to rescue him, he would have died because he was the water was up to his neck standing up.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Hey, guys, how about when it's flooded? Let me go chain you to a tree and see how you like it.
Exactly.
That is terrible. People need to take care of their animals, like, seriously.
Right.
No, really. Like, I could never do that to any of my pets or anything. Yeah. And I remember when like
your dog and what's it, your guinea pig?
Yeah.
What's your name of your guinea pig?
We settled on Prince Oscar.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, we got him the day that Prince died, and then his real name is Oscar. That's what they said on there. So we added Prince onto his name.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's like when Rita threatened to hit. I know I took a bunch of, I took like all our animals with us. We had chickens at my house at that time. And so what we did is we built a coop off of the ground. Cause I mean, it's not going to flood like 6-7 feet. So the chickens could be up on, you know, in the air. Wow. Flood was going.
Oh.
But like we took my dog and we took the parrot that we have. And I know, like, my wife, she took her three dogs because, I mean, you leave these animals behind and they have no way to survive.
Exactly, yeah. No. I don't understand that. I mean, like, they're part of your family now.
Or, you know, it's better to let them go because they can fend off for themselves, right, than to keep them enclosed anywhere.
Right. But, guys, take care of your pets. Please, they're part of your family.
Don't be negligent.
Don't be negligent. You don't do that to your child. And don't tie your dog to a freaking tree and in a flood. How do you like it if you're chained to a tree and freaking...
That's, you know, literally committing murder.
Yeah, slow, horrible murder.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, if you evacuate, just take them with you. I did see this really cool house up in North Houston, or like way north of Houston, that actually had a moat.
Huh.
Or not a moat. They had like these inflatable barriers that went up.
Oh, okay.
And the water did not get in.
Oh, so cool. it's like sandbags, but like high tech, I guess.
Yeah, it was really cool looking though. Like the yard had a couple of puddles in it, but it was surrounded by all this other water.
Okay. Smart.
So,
I mean,
very neat.
God, we're not going to, this is going to be a terrible year. I don't think we're seeing less of the rain, and it's scary. I mean, like the other day I was telling you, I was like, man, I'm putting together an emergency kit. Radios, flashlights, you know, extra change of clothes,
beer,
like fucking like dried food and like water. And it's just like, and I'm gonna keep it a safe place in my house, and when shit goes down, I'll be like, it's all right.
Are you gonna put like your rare, like, do you have a metal case for all your rare whiskeys?
Oh shit, I need to have a metal case locked in it. It'll float. I need it to float also. So I'll be like, see that shining silver box? Get it. I'll give you $100.
Get that shit. No.
What you do is you put them in the box, and then you chain those to like the floor, and they float, and that way they won't wash away.
That's true.
And people won't be able to get in. They'll be like, what's in the box? And you'll be like, my whiskey. You know?
What's in the box? Oh, no.
And then Drea was out there saving animals and stuff, and she got all wet. That's why she sounds like she's got, like, Niagara Falls coming out of her nose.
Yeah, I got real sick.
Yeah, she She was fighting. She was literally fighting the water. She was punching the water.
I was punching the water in the face.
Yes, the water.
Whatever that is. Whatever that is.
In reality, she was out there with her goth self trying to capture some of these animals and sacrifice them to the Dark Lord.
Yeah, because you know we had that festival in Sweden where we're trying open the gates of hell.
Okay, tell me about that. Tell me about it. I saw that in passing and didn't read the details. Please tell me about it.
Did any of you watch it?
I watched it all. It just looked like a performance piece, to be honest.
No, it didn't. Yes, it did. Okay. In Sweden, there was a tunnel that opened, and for some reason, they had this like great giant ceremony to where there were a ton of like European leaders at this tunnel ceremony.
Okay.
And when I did watch the festivities, and I think maybe it's because I watched a version that was kind of like edited a little bit to where it just skipped to the main parts. It kind of looked like they were doing like a satanic ritual or at least a pagan ritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked to me more like a pagan ritual than a satanic one, to be honest. But or maybe like, it's like there was nothing. I don't know. I got really bored by it, to be honest.
Did you end up seeing where like out of nowhere the guy with like the two goat horns and the goat face?
Yeah, I saw everything.
Out?
Yeah.
I mean that's kind of like okay, what is this? And then how he has sex with the girl.
Yeah, I saw everything.
What? God, I missed this. What is going on?
That did not impress me at all. I was like,
this is not satanic enough for me.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, well, I was going to say you're desensitized to all that because you're like...
I did not faze me. Like, I watched it and I got bored.
You're one of those Mexican darks, you know? See, you can't say no.
You can't even say anything.
But no, it's okay. So during the thing, it started off where, like, they sacrificed these three people and threw them into, like, this giant portal, and it was like a big projection thing.
Projection, that looked not even like fire of Dark Lord.
Yeah, okay. It was just a projection.
Yeah, it was a projection, but it looked like the graphics from Spawn, the Spawn movie, where they went into hell. Okay. And so then those three people that sacrificed, they were on these like rappel things. They got let down, and in their place on the projection, like three like fiery people like that were suffering come out. And then after that, like, this guy with a goat mask and, like, goat horns comes out, and then they offer him a girl. They offer him a girl, and he ends up having sex with her and stuff like that, or the pretend sex. And people just start partying, and then all the, like, important government people ended up bringing, like, upside-down tree roots to him.
That's kind of cool.
And like I was reading all the meanings to it, and I'm like, holy crap!
What's upside down tree root mean?
It means it's like a upside down crucifix, basically.
Oh, the place is called the Gotthard Tunnel. Oh shit! All right.
But in the end, it's like basically the Antichrist was being born.
So who created this and why? Like, who led this? What group?
I have no idea who was behind all this.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, okay, so I think what put me off, because I watched the whole thing, what put me off is, like, everything was so fucking theatrical that it was, like, I don't know, like, the dance, like, the outfits, like, the, like, how they were, like, held up by, you know, like, wires, like, the projections, everything. It was so fucking theatrical that it was just so, like, I don't know. To me, like, if I was expecting some sort of satanic ritual, it would not be that.
But, Rhea, I mean...
You're sounding like the most hipster satanic person. Like, this one is too mainstream.
I want to see some fucking, like, goats being opened up with some blood, okay?
Well, okay, I'm gonna put my tinfoil hat on. I mean, of course they're not going to be showing all that. They got to hide it, you know, in front of the public.
It's more...
Or try to strange. Mask it a little bit.
More like a ritualistic kind of, like, Wiccan thing. Or, like, something to deal with the Illuminati. And that's it.
It was still pretty weird.
It's pretty weird.
I mean, for an opening ceremony, To a fucking tunnel?
Yeah. So it's an opening, ceremony to a tunnel, and they did some sort of satanic ritual with upside down tree roots and freaking, like, the pan, the goat god.
Everything is so fucking ridiculous and blasphemous. It's so funny.
Blasphemous to whom? It sounded so lame. Like, it's blasphemous
to Satan. To Satanists. Like, think about, like, what you're saying. It's so stupid.
Anton LaVey is like, this is so fucking lame. Like, in his grave. Anton LaVey is spinning in his grave.
It's just so dumb. I don't
know. It was still kind of weird to have for the opening ceremony of a tunnel. And to have so many, like, major representatives of, like, the European government there.
That's kind of disconcerting. the powers are there. The freaking, like, you know, the heads of state and probably rich people are there.
I'm telling you, it was an Illuminati, like, ritual. It was not satanic at all.
The Illuminati are kind of
satanic. Not really. Not really. Let's get technical with this. Not really.
They're godless or something. I don't know.
Something like that. I mean, yeah, whatever.
Illuminati believes in the New World Order, and that's not what Satanism is about.
Whoa, really?
I'm just saying it's not what Satanism is about.
So they believe in, like, Scott Hall.
I know, you were gonna go there.
God damn it, stop.
New World Order. Is that why... I think, like... The WWE is the anti-Illuminati, and that's why they erased Hogan from...
Do you remember, like, that that group in the Mexican, like, wrestling
games? Like, I used to have that t-shirt.
I used to have that t-shirt, too.
The LWO, the Latino World Order.
Yeah.
Latino World Order, really?
It was pretty
cool. Yeah. And then Eddie Guerrero died of a massive heart attack because of drugs and... Using drugs in his past. So kids don't use drugs and then become a wrestler and put your heart through lots of stress. Because
it doesn't work like that.
All the Asians got that I remember from that era is choppy choppy your pee-pee.
God damn it. Choppy choppy your pee-pee. That's like early. And then we got Yokozuna, and Yokozuna was like, all right. But he's a Hawaiian, so he's kind of...
Yeah. Really count. No, he wasn't Hawaiian. He was...
Samoan?
Samoan, yeah.
I guess we'll go Pacific Islander. That's Asian.
Speaking of putting your heart through tremendous amounts of stress, Kimbo Slice passed away. The guy that all of us remember from seeing in, like, basically bum fights.
Yeah, and then he graduated from bum fights to, you know, MMA.
To UFC, like, for, like, one fight, and then he went down to Bellator.
Yeah. What's did they announce how he passed away, or?
Heart failure. It is very sad. The guy was 42 years old, but
that's super young.
Yeah, he had a history of abusing drugs in the past. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure he cleaned up and everything. And you know, just like I was talking about Eddie Guerrero was like a huge drug addict. Mm-hmm. And then he got clean and everything. But man, stuff like that leaves a very bad impact on your heart later on in life.
Yeah.
And so when you decide to get healthy and fit, your heart is not going to be as strong as you expect it to be.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And so it gives out. And then the day before that is someone that...
ESPN reported 5 hours ago he was waiting a heart transplant.
Oh, man. So, yeah, he already had a bad heart.
Yeah, so...
Sucks. Yeah, he fought... I think he fought in May here in Houston.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. I think we mentioned it on the show.
Yeah, like Ken Shamrock was fighting and like Dada 5000 and everything. Like all the old school guys were fighting out here. But it's a shame. I mean, especially if he decided to turn his life around and stuff from, you know, being on the streets.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool. Even though it's violent, it was a cool story for him living on the streets and then... You know, kind of worked his way up.
Well, I mean, instead
social
of,
media,
as you know, he was using his fists instead of using his guns and not committing like crimes and stuff.
Yeah.
On camera, at least, you know. But the day before that, or we also lost Muhammad Ali.
Oh man, that truly hurts. He's such a showman. And everyone has a great memory like of Muhammad Ali. It's funny that when he passed away, I saw someone posted a video of Sylvester Stallone on stage at the Oscars talking about Rocky, and then Muhammad Ali just snuck up behind him, and then Sylvester was like, "Holy shit!" And then they kind of like play fought on stage. That was fucking cool. Like they were like, and then Muhammad Ali's like doing footwork, and you know, like, and Sylvester Stallone's like, "Well, if I actually tried to hit this guy, I'm gonna get my ass kicked." But yeah, I was like, "Oh, that fucking sucks."
Well, and as I said before, that Hulk Hogan has been, you know, completely erased from the history of the WWE because of his racist comments.
Oh yeah.
It was really surprising to see him on Monday, because every commercial they did like a, you know, tribute to Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. and I mean, they couldn't ignore the fact that him and Hogan, you know, had some time together and stuff. Yeah. So
it's hard to erase Hogan from WWE. I mean, he basically made the 80s exist.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't acknowledge him at all now. Like, if you watch a pay-per-view with him, all of his matches don't have a description.
That's weird. Does he still have stuff on, like, the WWE Network?
I mean, you could watch the match if it's part of a pay-per-view or WrestleMania or something. But it's not going to acknowledge, because they have little event markers. So for each match, his don't have it anymore. And it's because of the fact that, you know, they have a zero-tolerance policy on racism, domestic violence, even though Stone Cold Steve Austin beat his wife, but
you know who doesn't have a zero tolerance for racism? Paul Ryan.
Oh,
it's like, yeah, he's Trump's racist, but I guess he's still support. Anyway, I don't want to get political. I just saw that. I was like, Paul Ryan says it's racist, but still supports Trump anyways. I'm just like, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I think all of us have been know who Muhammad Ali is.
Yeah, I mean, even though it's like his like heyday was before most of our time, he still was still a force, and just watch. I saw some old matches, and it's just he's such a force of, like, when you say someone's a force of nature, 9 out of 10 times they're not. They're just like, really, hey, this guy's really cool. Muhammad Ali is a force of nature. He was so, I mean, he was so confident.
He was a very well-rounded person.
Very well-rounded. It was almost heartbreaking to see him, you know, with Parkinson's, you know, especially when you see how he was back in the 70s, and then how, like, recently when he was going through Parkinson's, it's just like, that's...
It's just always hard to see someone so, like, inspiring, you know.
Yes, AK. Exactly. Dreya hit on nail on the head, and I mean, at least he
lived a long life.
Live a long life. He's resting now, and I mean, he left a hell of a legacy. And
I think, there's been so many fucking deaths this year in particular, and I think what we need to take from them is, like, you know, all of these people that have been passing away have been, like, such big, you know, personalities, and, like, they've done so much with their lives. And I think we should, like everyone in general should just take it as an example of, like, you know, don't let your fucking life go by. Like, do something out of yourself.
Yeah, freaking Prince was like, I'm going to make music. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, like, leave a footprint. Even if it's, like, a small one in someone's life, like, you're leaving a footprint in someone's life.
Exactly. And then, like,
what the fuck is up with Dre? Are you okay?
I'm okay. But, like, really, like, right. I mean, I talk a lot about, like, you know, killing myself and shit like that, but... You know, if I'm going to kill myself, I better leave something good in this life.
But here's the harsh reality. It isn't because these people did something right that they're dying off right now, but just because there are so many babies in the baby boomer generation, that's why we're seeing so many deaths right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so forget what Drea said. It's all a natural thing.
We're all going to die eventually. So regardless of why you do, nothing really matters.
No, we always strive for the better here too. So
yeah,
on that weird uplifting note from Dre, we're gonna take our break.
What are we listening to?
We're going to listen to some DJ Robo Rob since we'll be having him at the Comicpalooza party. This is off of his few songs EP. I know we played one of them before that I truly like, but when I play like Smite or something, I usually put on his few songs EP for each match because it pumps you up really well. Sure. This is his style of music. He's got like kind of a NES sounding, 16-bit sounding dubstep version. When he spins music, he takes it one step further, and it's just like, I don't know. He's super nerdy when it comes to DJing, and it's not like he was not going to take like the happy hardcore remixes of like, The Legend of Zelda or something and play those.
He is as nerdy as he is tall. This guy's like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, he's. All right, so this is going to be the Mother Sound 2 featuring Natalie Major, and you can find it on djroborob.bandcamp.com. And once again, that was The Mother Sound 2 by DJ Robo Rob featuring Natalie Major. I am super excited to have him down. He spun at one of our other parties, and man, he just rocked it really hard. So, speaking of parties in my mouth, Garlic Bread Memes is going through
some rough
some patch. Drama.
Rough times.
Rough times. So why don't you start off, Andrea?
Well, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with what garlic bread memes are.
We are, but our
listeners.
Our listeners, please explain. I would like a slight explanation.
Well, it's literally just garlic bread. That's it.
They're memes of garlic bread.
It's just garlic bread.
And it's so absurdist that we love it. This is because it's like a distilled meme. It's like it's funny for the sake of
it. It's so pure. It was such a pure meme.
Exactly.
It was such a perfect meme because it was so innocent and so pure.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, it turned really dark yesterday. I think it was yesterday, right?
I think it was yesterday because I saw it and I actually liked it. I liked that post.
Yeah, so like they decided to make like this post about like I guess transgender, well not necessarily transgender, but like about gender.
Yes.
And I think people took it a little bit too seriously.
Yeah. So.
And I don't know, it just got out of hand really quickly.
So the post is basically, if you had garlic bread for every gender. For all existing genders, and they had two pieces of garlic bread, and everyone was like, "You fucking transphobic! Like I'm gonna unlike this page. This is terrible." And I'm like, "Hey, you know, like a couple of episodes ago, we are for the bathrooms. So it's like, we don't give a crap. But come on, you are complaining to a page that literally posts pictures of garlic bread as memes." Think about
like,
that.
Where are your priorities laying right now? Yes. Like, really? Yes.
This is not like a political figure. This is not Obama.
This is not the kind of like a platform that you're gonna be heard on at all.
Yes.
So I don't know why it matters.
I know. It's freaking. It's literally pictures of garlic bread and people making out with garlic bread or people hating on banana bread. You know. It's just, you know, at least they didn't say all trans people just go eat banana bread. You're not welcome to garlic bread.
It was not a hateful comment at all. It was more like a universal thing, you know.
I know what they're going for. They were making fun of, you know, the whole trans thing, basically doing what they're doing best, trolling with garlic bread, and. People just took it too seriously, and people who are actually garlic people who know the garlic bread memes are like, "Yeah, this is fucking hilarious. this is social commentary by garlic bread memes," and people took it way too seriously.
It's just a disappointment to like what meme like I guess culture is becoming. Yeah. To be honest,
yeah,
because it used to be really fun, but now it's just kind of like everyone's at their throats because of fucking memes. Like, are you serious?
Exactly, and then everyone's like BuzzFeed, Mashable, but they're reporting on this like troubled garlic bread meme land. I'm like, really?
like people are reporting. This are the news, guys.
Yes, like
next thing you know, it's gonna be in the 6 o'clock news.
Yes, I mean, yeah, the post I liked it because I thought it was funny. And not because I'm transphobic, I just thought like them making fun of the whole thing with about, you know, trans and stuff is funny. But
it goes back to the whole thing of being absurdist. Yes. Is that.
Yeah, exactly. I liked it because I thought it was funny because it was absurd. And I saw the comments, I'm like, well, yeah, this is dumb. Then people started reporting on it, and that's when I'm like, welp. Just like, come on, guys. This is not news.
It's just like a really big disappointment, and like I'm really afraid where memes are gonna go after this, to be honest. Like, a lot of memes have been dying really quickly.
Yeah, like freaking that boy is just that boy just hit the public too hard, and you know, just
it was a really misunderstood boy. That's what it was.
Yeah, people are just way too serious on the internet. I'm sorry. I mean, yes, we're serious about the bathrooms because that's actually infringing on human rights. But garlic bread joking about stuff, that is not infringing on anyone's rights.
I mean, when you know it's over when you actually give garlic bread a serious voice.
Yes. Just come on. Oh man, but the RIP garlic bread, you'll be missed. I hope you bounce back out of this and just keep making fun of banana bread.
We'll see have garlic bread at our.
We'll have garlic bread at our panel.
At our panel, yeah. That's
yeah.
Speaking of food, Anthony Bourdain is in Houston this week. He's filming Parts Unknown.
My Parts Unknown. I would let him explore Parts Unknown. He's a sexy one.
And man, my Facebook feed has been like full of people like, oh my god, we have to go hang out here in case Anthony Bourdain shows up. And
what do you think he's gonna be like? He's gonna be talking about though.
Well, I know for a well, he was at the
more than likely Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's.
No,
yep.
But like you know how okay. You know how he usually goes political with certain like some of the topics that he usually talks about in the show. Like
It could be Hero.
I'm thinking it's gonna be about sex trafficking. To be honest,
it's gonna be probably sex trafficking. He's going
or Hero.
Hero, oh. Because that's really huge.
Or the flooding.
The flooding. I know he was in the Montrose Farm, which is like near St. Thomas University.
The little one.
Yeah, so he had an event there. I do know there he was planning on hitting up all the Vietnamese places because, you know, Vietnamese food is like the bomb here in Houston.
That would be actually really interesting if he actually talked about the Vietnamese community here in Houston we do have a really huge community.
Huge. And dare I say one of the best Vietnamese food like in this part of the country. I mean, not except for Vietnam. I mean, like he did like freaking 3 episodes on Vietnam on his other show. He loves Vietnam, and going to Houston and just seeing that the culture of the Vietnamese culture in America. He's probably very interested in that.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's doing that, he better not skip Nobi.
Well,
like honestly. No, shut up.
No, dude, come on. That is not even. Look, he's gonna go to where you can
in the
speak
wall
English.
Shit.
You gotta point at the menu. You know, I mean, yeah, I love Novi, but dude, that's.
I have to point at the menu because it's too loud in there.
No, dude, just no. It has to be the authentic.
You're gonna go to some restaurant that has a number on it.
Exactly. Okay? I love Novi, but if you can go there and get nachos, that's not authentic Vietnamese.
Well, it's a fusion place, but I mean, a lot of the food there, like, we went for lunch today, actually, and there were Vietnamese people in there, like, sitting around and stuff. So, I mean, that's always a good sign.
I mean, yeah, I understand. He's
plus, you can have beer.
Bel-Air. He's going to be in Bel Air.
Okay.
I know you love your Bay Area, dude, but he's going to go Bel Air. Or if he does go to your area, he's going to go to Pub Inn Trailer, which is like one of the best pub places in that part of the city. Okay. It's in a trailer. And when I first went there with my in-laws and Jill, yeah, my wife and my in-laws, and I was like, what is this? It's like in a trailer. It's like me going to school again. And I was like, it's just like, just shut up, eat this food. I'm like, this is the best pho ever. It's so good.
Yeah, but man, you just made me as sad as Guy Fieri eating, listening to her.
That's the greatest video. So if y'all don't know, someone Jesus knows, but like a video was released where it was just a super cut of Guy Fieri eating stuff inside a kitchen in his show, next to with Hurt by Johnny Cash, the cover of the Nine Inch Nails song, which is. Sorry, dude, if Johnny Cash does a cover of your song, it's no longer your song. But
I don't know. I think to me that was one of the greatest compliments you could give a song, though.
No, I know. But, like, literally, if Johnny Cash is still alive and did a cover of your song, it's not your song. Just let it go. It's Johnny Cash's song now.
But I like the original better.
No, you don't.
I do. I really do.
Anyway, you don't know.
Wait,
what you're
wait, Drea, Drea, which version do you like better, Trent Reznor's or Johnny
well,
Cash's?
I'm a goth chick.
You gotta go with Trent Reznor.
I'm gonna have to go with Trent, but I really like the feeling that Johnny Cash puts on it.
Yeah, no, you will not be happy after listening to that song.
I will not. Like, you will literally have me crying if I'm in the right move, in the right mood.
No, yeah, literally, like that mood, like talk about sad songs, like "You're Beautiful" by fucking James Blunt. That's not that sad.
No,
"Hurt"
that,
by Johnny Cash.
Sad.
Yes.
If you know, if you started crying after it and everything, Johnny Cash would tell you to man up, pussy.
Pretty much.
Yes. My
He's
name is
Original
you.
Sad
How
Boy.
How do you do?
Original Sad Boy.
Original Sad Boy, Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Oh, fuck that. Oh,
well,
man.
I know what Ryan's going to go do right
I'm
now.
Not, I am not going to Photoshop a bucket hat on Johnny
Cash. I fucking dare you, dude. I fucking dare you.
Original Sad
Boy. Oh, yeah.
Let me go find that photo that you just submitted with which Arizona Tea is making and the Arizona green tea bucket hat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean he's wearing all black. Photoshop some Adidas stripes.
Oh,
on him.
My god! Damn it! I was literally thinking of that. I was like, it'll be easy. I just put some stripes in the logo and the bucket hat, and I'm done.
Try to find one of him squatting.
Oh my god.
But
anyways, Mayor Wirtz, who does some really, really good music, actually did the video for the Guy Fieri eating while listening to Hurt.
Yeah, he had to go through all of those videos trying to find just one of the like saddest Guy Fieri eating things. There was one part where he ate something and he took the squeeze bottle of the sauce and was spraying it in his mouth. I was like, this is disgusting. And the chef was like, I was gonna go use that. Now I can't because you put your mouth in it.
It's like, what is his name? God, that guy that reviews food inside of his car.
Oh, damn. Oh, I forgot his name. I don't know.
The guy
damn.
Something World.
Okay.
Jimmy's World or I don't know, but that guy, him and Guy Fieri eating would just depress me so hard. Like, seriously, this guy sits in his car, props up like a little, like his phone to record him, and he does reviews of fast food.
Yeah, inside his car.
And then one time, from inside of there, he dumped two glass jars of the Doritos, like nacho cheese dip, into a bowl and did a hands-free challenge where he had to eat it without any hands.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Actually, he the one that was the most disgusting is he did a hands-free Nutella challenge.
Uh-huh. Oh,
the guy ended up like almost throwing up and like boogers all over his face and everything.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. And I mean, the guy's not the healthiest looking of people. He's it worries me. So, also going back to Mayor Wirtz, he also does a bunch of food reviews, yeah. But for I mean, things like pickles.
Okay.
Sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
Just sandwich.
Sandwich.
I thought you said sadwich.
Sadwich. The number one food of sad boys.
The sadwiches.
Sadwiches.
Hey, Jerry, what are you going to have for lunch tomorrow?
Sadwich.
A sadwich.
Sadwich.
It's just going to be two pieces of, like, you know, the very top and the very bottom of the bread and Spam. That's it.
At least you have something in between. It's not a bread sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
You should. What you should do is you put two. The sandwich is two pieces of bread, and then a slice of bread in the middle.
Yeah, it's a bread sandwich. So I said. But no, you should just take Spam, Nutella, peanut butter, marshmallow cream. Because fuck it, just fuck it.
Because so fuck it.
Fuck it sandwich. Don't literally fuck it. Just you know. Just like fuck.
I'm afraid people are gonna take it literally.
I don't know. Those ingredients are kind of soft.
Yeah,
so.
It's gonna be sticky, dude. You just wanna wash. I mean, you gotta wash your dick. If you're uncircumcised, that's gonna.
Gotta
be...
wipe with something, right?
God damn it.
You know, it's funny. Like, now that we talked about like the Guy Fieri and the Hurt video mashed up together, I subject my wife to a bunch of dank videos on YouTube. Yeah. I subject all of you
to dank videos. Like, my wife and I are watching WebM collections. Like, we watch WebM collections more than we watch actual fucking shows. It's even funny. I'm like, where are you in a Daredevil? I'm like, I don't know. Like, what do you do when I watch TV? Like, I watch a lot of TV, but it's all dank WebM collections.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Drea, Sarah came over on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And hung out for a little bit. That's all we did.
Okay.
Actually, I showed her like the funniest parts of like America's Got Talent, like the old, which a lot of them are YouTube celebrities already. Mm-hmm. Or not, I don't want to like say like e-celebs, but just YouTube, just people that upload, like the guy that does he's got that weird guy goes to E3 and weird guy at the Satanic Temple video.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the guy's like, I don't know. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, it's people like that that get onto, like, America's Got Talent to do their stuff. Like, right now they're just saying that someone went on there, an 82-year-old guy went on there to sing that Let the Bodies Hit the Floor or whatever song,
uh-huh.
Which I'm excited to see that. Yeah, 82-year-old contestant sings Drowning Pool's Bodies on music competition show. So that should be interesting to watch. But it's just... Man, some people have so much creativity and free time to get some of these like WebM videos going. Like, wow.
They're probably just like kids in high school that are not doing anything with their summer vacations, and they're just kind of like being on the computer fucking around with like a Movie Maker and like jerking off.
I can imagine.
Wait, hold on. They make WebMs and then jerk off?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe you're
thinking here. Okay, I got it.
Maybe they jerk off beforehand to clear the mind, and then...
Then they get inspired,
no, dude, you
know?
No, you gotta... It's before jerk off, because you're all pent up, and you're creating, and then you release.
Or maybe making the WebMs is their form of releasing.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, man, I'm ready to nut right
maybe
now.
Maybe that's a new fetish.
You know, I actually kind of... Oh, this is gonna sound so, so retarded, but it's like... I think of these dank WebM creators as the modern classical composers, because back in the day when they had classical composition, there were a shit ton of them. Or maybe you could call them bards of our generation.
Okay, you're giving them a lot of credit, but okay.
You're like, no, dude.
You know who's the bard of our generation? Kanye.
I don't know. I think Twitter itself is the bard of our generation.
Yeah. It's archived by the Library of Congress. So years from now, when aliens take over the world, they're gonna look at that and then be like, "Well, Ghostbusters was really important to my childhood." And
then they'll be like, "This Tyler the Creator guy has a good point. Just turn the video, the monitor off."
Yeah.
Walk away,
and then they were like, "Wait. The Earth is not flat. We literally just landed on it."
Oh, man. Let's go ahead and start closing it down, because I can't stand Drea's like booger-filled voice right now. So, Comic Palooza. Ew. I'm pretty sure they will, but go find them, because I'm not one.
Gross. I'm using this as an outlet. Anyways, continue.
Were you pointing to your nose and saying I'm using this as an outlet as boogers poured out of it?
Yes. Hashtag snot girl.
Oh my god. Y'all need to fucking relax.
So Comic Palooza is right around the corner. Not a week and a half from when you hear this, I believe. A week and 2 days, actually.
Oh man. Coming up.
Yeah, and so we are very active within the convention. On Saturday at noon, we're going to have our live podcast where we have a guest. Who knows? What are we going to talk about? Stuff. We should get Chuck Huber back on.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he was a really cool guy. What else are we going to do? I don't know. We'll pretend we'll do like a giveaway at the podcast, so we will have a crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, we are going to have a giveaway if you didn't hear that.
You're going to get a personalized meme collection. Yeah,
personalized meme collection.
It's going to be a hard drive full of memes. And it's just going to be sad Pepes.
Rare Pepes, dude. It's rare.
No, they're going to be sad.
No, that's not rare. There's just sad Pepes. Fuck it.
Drea is going to donate a vial of her boogers to the winner.
Yes.
I mean, like she said, people pay money for that, so it's valued at, I don't know,
yeah, you can probably $10. Sell it on the dark web somewhere.
Fuck it. God damn it.
And then also the good stuff. Actually, okay, so here's the funny thing. On during Comic Palooza, Saturday is our busiest day till like Sunday early in the morning because of the, usually we have our parties then and this and that. Everything is happening on Friday. Aside from the live podcast. So we will be having our panel at 7 o'clock at, I think, room 17.
Room 17 on June 17.
At
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yes.
There's no seven. There's three sevens in it.
Okay,
so
17 cool. O'clock is 5 o'clock. So no, you'll be too early.
We will be performing a pagan ceremony to open up the panel.
Yep.
And then
we're going to have the Illuminati there, so make sure to bring towels.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if we're just, like, covered in blood whenever people go in there?
I mean, I have
fake blood somewhere. I mean, maybe. you know, the way that we were hammering it out yesterday and the way that we've, you know, brought it up, I don't know what to expect anymore. Happen. Like, I don't even know what to expect from us. We have like this this skeleton of a frame, and yeah. After that, but you will be leaving with something.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna leave empty-handed. Not on a Space City Nerd panel. Yeah, other panels, no. You're like you go there and you're like I'm just wasting my time. Not the Space City Nerd panel.
You're not here to waste your time. Not here to waste your time. You're here to learn.
Yes, and you will get something out of it—a proof that you will, yeah, get right, Jesus.
Oh, it's an unbelievable proof.
Yes,
that you were there when you learned about internet safety.
Where were you when you learned about internet safety?
Because this might be the last one of its kind. I mean, we did have to adjust our hours. This is why we're on Friday at 7 o'clock. We have to be there after hours.
After hours.
After hours.
So you can expect the unexpected.
God, stop.
Like I said, it's going to be fun. We're going to take the whole adult humor thing into consideration. As adults...
Oh, bring your ID, because actually we are required to check the ID.
Oh, yeah. Bring your ID.
Bring your ID, we'll have little... birth certificate, you know.
If you're
Social
under
security
18,
number,
we'll just...
bank account number.
Bank account, your credit birth card expiration date, and that number right behind it, security number, we'll need that too.
Yeah.
I would love to say also BYOB, but I can't say that. But if there's if they sell beer there and you have a beer, you can bring it into the panel. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
You know, in fact, bring some for us because we will gladly take them from you.
I mean, that's okay. So Space Nerd is getting their night started there at the panel.
Night starts,
and we're heading over at 9 o'clock to Neil's bar for, I guess you could say, our annual party there. Mm-hmm. For Party Palooza. We're gonna have a lot of fun stuff out there. Of course, DJ Roborob is gonna be spinning. The U.S. Air Guitar Regionals are coming to Houston in July, and so we're gonna have a competition to get someone to compete in the regionals for, you know, on behalf of Space City Nerd. And we're going to have a costume contest. You know, every year we have special judges. Every year we have some really lame MCs, which I've been most of the time. We're going to have, Lazy Bit is actually going to have their party too. They're going to have it on the outside patio, including, they're going to be vendors, Meredith the Great. I forget the other guy's name. I apologize. And Devin Kraft is going to be there. We're also going to have beer out there from St. Arnold's and Spindletap Brewery. Mm-hmm. From what I hear, there is going to be some special releases, so that should be nice. And of course, it's going to be on a ticketing system, so you don't have to wait in line at the bar if you want some beer.
You get the ticket, you be like, here's my ticket, and then you get your beer.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's going to be a great time.
Yes.
The costume contest I know is going to have, like, I believe it's a $50 to $100 tab. I'm not sure what was said, and we have different categories as well. So come in cosplay, costume, whatever you want to call it. There's really no difference anymore.
Come in your costume play.
Costume play.
Ooh. Whenever you say that, like, that's
sounds
creepy.
Skinky.
Skinky.
Did you say skinky?
Skanky.
Yeah. I was skinky. I was like, skanky and kinky. Skinky.
Skinky.
And when it gets too crazy, it's just stinky.
Mm. Don't want any of that.
Skanky.
So, yeah, remember, the admission is free. It is going to be, we're going to be taking over indoors. Remember, it gets crowded, so get there early. Pablo, he's going to be grilling out on the patio, so food is taken care of because his food is fucking delicious. Yeah.
Does he have any gluten-free buns? Cause
dude, those fucking hot dogs are the bomb.
I know. I'm going to, like, fuck my diet when I go there. I'll be like, Pablo, just fuck me up. It's like, right, what do you want? Fuck me up, Pablo.
It'll be cheat day.
That'll be the only cheat day.
No, you can have two. Don't worry. We're going to be walking like 10 miles each day at the convention. So, no, I mean, that's like Ryan and I have been getting in shape because we need to keep up with our old bodies.
Yes. Don't want to die.
It's so weird.
I want to see the end of the MCU, guys.
So weird. I've been losing weight, and my belly now feels like a koosh ball.
No, it's really weird. I think one of my coworkers see me poke at my belly because it's so soft.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Because there's like less fat in there. It's
weird. Well, no, what it is, it's the fat is like, yeah, it's lessening and thinning out and getting ready to like burn off some more.
Yeah,
so it feels like a koosh ball, like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna ask
the pushing, right? Because you don't have weird things that stick out from stomach like a koosh ball, because that's just fucking weird.
No, it wasn't. No,
you know, this little.
Which one were they? Which one were they? Okay, yeah, the koosh balls were that one, but what were the ones that were in the? They were wrapped and stitched in like black fabric.
Oh shit! I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I think they were the first koosh balls.
Are they? Okay. Yeah, I feel like Nickelodeon. Yeah, we used to feel like Nickelodeon gag. Now we feel like koosh balls. No one's gonna get that reference.
I do. Well, no. I actually now I feel like Nickelodeon gag.
Cause well,
like I feel soft.
Oh, okay. Cause well, if gag sometimes it gets hard and you're like fuck.
I also sound like Nickelodeon gag.
Yeah. What?
What does that even mean?
You don't remember how you were like. Put it into the container.
Oh,
fart.
Yeah. Gross.
Oh, man.
Okay, it wasn't koosh balls. Now I have to think of what I'm thinking about.
I was going to say, do you have like weird tendrils sticking out of your stomach? Because that's just weird.
Ah. Wow, there was a koosh ball that had a raptor. Oh, my God, it's a Godzilla koosh ball.
Hmm.
And there was also a koosh ball bike helmet.
What? How is that going to protect your head?
I don't know.
That's not gonna protect your head. It's gonna be like, fuck. You're gonna be falling off your bike, your face plummeting towards the asphalt, and you're like, welp. Yeah.
So I put squishy ball black, and there's like some.
That's a dangerous Google that you just did there.
It is, but I gotta do this.
Risky Googling.
The first things that came up were like these little heads that look like baby faces that are stretch balls.
Oh, that's fucked up, dude. No, thank you.
Here. No, because I know it was in the 90s. Man, this sucks. This is going to torture me now that I've this has been revealed.
Yeah. But anyways.
No, I'm going to spend all the show here.
Dude, no!
I'm
going to record it. Listeners would be like, there's either listeners like, I'm so fucking bored, or one is like fucking yelling the name out, and then you're like, can't hear them.
Anyways, yeah, so
please come to our panel.
Please come to our panel on Friday at 7, and then
also check out our Facebook page if you want to ask us questions that we'll answer the panel. There's a form in there, and if you want to submit it, so you can either ask in person or submit it anonymously. Whatever, don't care.
Yeah, it's anything that you want to know about the internet. Ryan, what is the one that we got last night?
What you call it? Hold on, let me pull it up. I got one of like how is Babby formed? There's one that there's one that says it's from Harambe asking why did he die. this is terrible. This is one from Anita S asking how can I keep myself from getting triggered every time I open the browser.
We'll answer that question in the panel.
Oh god. There's this guy, his name is Brock Turner Overdrive. And
oh god.
And he says, any chance can I get 20 minutes alone with one of you guys? God damn it.
Oh my god.
You guys are horrible. Please let keep the questions coming.
We love this though. I mean, it's like we did our Valentine's special and we had so much fun.
I love that name, guys, Brock Turner.
We love whenever we interact with you guys. It's fun.
And that's why we're doing the panel, is to have, super interaction with you guys. But if we get a couple of questions and we can't fit them all on the panel, if we have, I don't know, maybe like 20 or so by Friday or Saturday, we'll make sure to answer some of them on Tuesday on the show just for fun.
Answer on the podcast. And then but
exactly.
We'll save the best ones for the panel.
come to the live to the party afterwards. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to open up the special VIP door when we leave, since we can just go across the street from it.
Yeah, so just follow us after the panel. Just follow us to the party. What other panel, guys? What other panel are you going to go to Comic Palooza, which ends in a party?
We will do a party walk.
Yes, we'll do a party walk.
Yeah, we will host a party walk, and everyone can follow us to the party.
Yes. Yeah. What other panel? Guys, do you say I'm gonna this party? This panel's gonna turn to a party. None of those panels are.
If you follow us, you get early access and you don't have to wait in line. So thank
you. Oh yeah, that's
that is also true. So you get early access to party. So guys, I'm not even joking.
It's gonna get packed and you're gonna regret it if you wait. Yeah. I promise you, it happens every year.
You're gonna get great beer. It's gonna be fun music. DJ Robo Rob is spinning. Please, guys, panel and party.
Exactly, and then. Since you probably won't be sleeping Friday night because the party is so amazing, you can just come down to the con and sit down for a live podcast at 12. It's going to be on the floor somewhere. I don't even know yet.
Good. Yeah. So, yeah. So, if I see you at the panel and then I see you at the party and then I see you in the live recording, I'm going to give you a hug.
Take a selfie and hashtag
take a
PP.
Selfie. Yeah. Yeah, I'll hashtag, yeah.
PP, panel party.
PP, panel party, yes. Yes.
If I see you at all three of those places and you tell me your name is Bachman, Brock Turner Overdrive, I will spend those 20 minutes with you.
You have to whisper it in his ear, though.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is going to do it for us. Thank you for sticking around. I know it's kind of silly and everything.
It's
when is it not silly? It's yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yes, it's fun. So on behalf of myself, Ryan, Andrea, good night, Space City.
At Comic Palooza 2016 is almost here. At Comic Palooza, there are literally thousands of hours of programming. You'll see your favorite celebrities, comic book creators, and authors. Special celebrity events at this year's Comic Palooza include a cast reunion of the classic 1986 sci-fi horror favorite, Aliens, featuring Sigourney Weaver and more. Also, the cast of the Boondock Saints will be in attendance, including Sean Patrick Flannery, and of course, Walking Dead star Norman Reedus. Other celebrity guests include Underworld star Kate Beckinsale, Lenny James from The Walking Dead, wrestling superstar Ric Flair, comic book legends John Ostrander and Adam Kubert, and of course, me, Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man and podcaster extraordinaire. Be sure to follow Comic Palooza on social media, on Twitter at Comic Palooza, Instagram at Houston Comic Palooza, and like us on Facebook. Don't miss Comic Palooza 2016 at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, June 17th through June 19th. Get your passes today head over to www.comicpalooza.com for all the details.